Hey guys, welcome to the very first episode of Life Illustrated. My name is Damaris and I'm welcoming you especially to this maiden edition. You know, I've been working on this podcast for a while now. You know, when something has been in your head and you're thinking, oh my God, I want to bring it out to life. And it's really amazing that I get to do that. And I'm happy that you're here joining me on this ride, on this journey. Life Illustrated is an inspirational podcast series where I use down-to-earth illustrations, examples, stories, just to draw out life's greatest lessons, something, things that I know that we can all learn from and we can all grow from. On this podcast, we basically break down life into bite-sized pieces for us to all understand. So everything that has to do with life, family, success, money, food, you know, self-esteem, everything that has to do with life is what we talk about here on Life Illustrated. So there is something we all have in our houses, but we didn't actually go out to buy it. What I mean is, we didn't actually go out to buy it for that purpose for which we're using it right now in our houses. Everybody has it, I am sure. In fact, everyone listening to this podcast, I can assure you that you have it somewhere in the corner of your house. I want to use this illustration to talk about staying relevant in an ever-changing world. You know, the world that we live in now, the stakes are so high. So high, professionally, in business, in career. And you see someone that was successful like a few years back. Not that the person is not hardworking now. Not that the person was not, you know, goal-oriented or smart, talented. But you just see that the person has seemingly fizzled out of the scene and wonder, why is this happening? So I want to talk to us a little bit about remaining fresh, remaining, you know, relevant in this ever-changing world. So back to my illustration. So we all go to the market, you know, you see something that you like, a shirt, a dress, and you're looking like, wow, I need to get this, and you buy it, come on, we try it on, so it fits, and you're already thinking, when is the next event going to come up so that we'll launch it, you understand? And you know, first you wait for prestigious events and all of that. Then, at least for me, it follows, it takes a downward spiral, just slides down like that. From there, you need to wear it to less prestigious, less formal events, you just wear it, okay. After some time, you now begin to wear for casual outfit. After then, you now transform it to what we call house clothes. Then you are not going anywhere in the house, you just wear it. That's it. Then the end stage of that dress, that garment, is that it will now become a rag. Now we talk about rags for a little bit. Because we don't go to the market and say, ah, madam, please give me a rag, I want to buy a rag. So I've not seen anybody that does that. We actually convert things to rags. Things that were once cherished, things that we once thought were valuable. Over time, become what we step on, what we use to clean the ground, you know, what we don't like visitors to see, and things like that. So how did that come about? And you know, sometimes you see lives taking that form, somebody that was once prestigious, someone that was once, you know, influential. Over time, things just happen and you see the person at the bottom of the ladder. How can we stay relevant in this ever-changing world? So let's look at our rag again. What made you, I'm asking a question now, what made you turn that dress, that shirt, into a rag? You once loved it. So what happened? I thought about that and I came up with a few reasons why we convert some of our most prized garments into rags. Number one, they have faded. They're no longer fresh, they're no longer new. It's not as cool as it looked before. But life was on kind of clothes. As soon as you just wash it, that's the end. Can't wear it anywhere again. Wearing it is a risk. You can't just try wearing it anymore. So I discovered that some of them are faded, so I just have to transform them to something else. Then another reason I thought was that it has gone out of style. People people don't wear this kind of cloth again. Just kind of like ladies, like some kind of puff hand kind of dress that you can't just wear again. You know, it's not raining. You can't. People like look at you and say, ah, this is 2005 kind of clothes. So you look at some things and you say, no, it's out of style. The third reason is maybe they are torn or damaged or, you know, not in good condition. And that's basically due to our poor maintenance habits. So bearing this in mind, I want to ask some very pertinent questions, some questions I need you to answer honestly to really evaluate whether or not you are on the path of relevance or not. Number one, do you see yourself as a person of value? Do you see yourself as a of what? Let's go back to our illustration. Imagine somebody gave you a dress, bought it for you, it was a gift. You didn't know how much it actually cost. You didn't know how much, you know, the person had to give up to get that for you. You know. You don't know anything about the value, and you just see it and say, you just think it's one of those clothes that you buy along the road. So you don't handle it well, you don't wash it, you don't keep it safe, you don't regard it, and as a result of that, you know, things happen to it, and then you now discover that it's used for what it was not intended for. That all started because you did not know the worth of what you had. And I think most times because we don't know our value, we don't know who we are, we don't know how much God has deposited inside of us, we let life's experiences batter us, throw us down, beat us up to a point where we feel we are worthless, we are useless, and we are just to be stepped on, and you know, anything that just comes like that. But I think we should always have at the back of our mind how full of worth we are, how valuable we are, how authentic we are. Never forget. The world might keep changing, but let me tell you something. You have something inside of you that you will always need. If you have this at the back of your mind, if you believe this, you will not let things that come your way make you any less of who you actually are. So always keep that at the back of your mind, that you're a person of value. So don't allow yourself to be treated in a way that, you know, you would feel at a disadvantage. You are not disadvantaged. You are not a victim. You are a person of worth, and I need you to see yourself that way, because until you begin to value yourself, no one can value you. No one can regard you. That's how life is. So you must first see yourself as a person of worth, not to be thrown on the floor, but to be hung on a hanger. Let me use that kind of. And there's some clothes that you cannot allow just lie. Even if it falls on the ground by mistake, it's there. You pick it up because you know that this is a thing of worth. It may have fallen, but you pick it up because you know that this is not just any kind of clothes. That's how you should see yourself. Yes, life may knock you down once in a while, but it's okay. But you choose to get up because the ground is not where you're meant to be. The ground is not where you're meant to be. The second question I want to ask is, are you committed to self-development? Are you committed to self-development? Another reason why we turn things to rags is they are not maintained. They are not well kept. They are not well preserved. So when you are not committed to self-development, when you are not committed to staying fresh, then you can't blame anybody when, you know, the world passes you by. Imagine you're in your room right now, and you clean, you mop everywhere, you sweep everywhere, it's shiny. And you say, because I've cleaned this room today, forevermore, I will not clean it again. Or it's the next 2 weeks. You don't even have to do anything. The dust that will settle upon that room, you will know that even doing nothing is something. So you have to be committed to self-development every day. It's a daily thing. It's something that you need to keep doing. You can't say I did it yesterday and I stopped somewhere. You have to keep doing it. You have to commit to it every day. Because life is very unforgiving to those who are not ready to move forward, to those who are not ready to be on top of their game. So you always have to maintain yourself, maintain your skill, maintain your talent, all that you have to offer. You can't just keep doing the same thing you kept doing yesterday. The world is moving, so you always have to be committed to self-development. Read books, attend seminars, you know, sharpen your skills, you know, join an association of people that push you and drive you to do your best. So you always have to be committed to self-development. The third question I have for us is, are you ready to reinvent yourself? I talked about turning things to rags because they're out of style. If you bring them out in the modern world, it's like, what? How can you actually, what do you think this can be? Are you really serious? So you have to be ready to always reinvent yourself. Reinvent yourself every time. Those that made the telephone many years ago, they can't just say, I made it, and you know, the world should be forever grateful to us for inventing the telephone, and so just continue using it forever. No, the world has moved on long ago. We've moved on, okay? So that doesn't just hold any water again anymore. So you always have to be ready to reinvent yourself. Be flexible. If you own a business, don't just be satisfied with your physical store. Think about how you can have an online presence, a social media presence, have a website. It's that important. That's where the world is moving towards. And if you're resistant to change, it's at your own detriment. That is just the truth. If you're resistant to change, it is at your own detriment. So you always have to be flexible. Be ready to reinvent yourself. You're not losing yourself. You're not losing your creativity. You're just flexible to know how to adjust to the times. Then the last question I have to ask us is, do you pause to refresh? Do you pause to just refresh yourself? Sometimes the reason we turn things to rags is because they are worn out. We use them all the time. When you buy something and it's just so new, you wear it here, you wear it there. People just, now why? You don't wear it everywhere. And before you know, it's already worn out. You wear it day and night. Do you take time to refresh? It's not everything that you go for. It's not every opportunity that is your opportunity. It's not, you don't take yourself to the breaking point all the time. You need time to refresh yourself. You need some time to pause and really evaluate how far you've gone, where you're coming from, where you're going to. It's not, you need to take time out to appraise yourself. It's very important in staying relevant. It's not everything you do in the spirit of, hey, this is my time, I'm the one that is reigning, so I need to do it. No, you don't really need to do that. You need time to make sure that you are not losing, you are not straining your abilities. Because when you strain yourself, you strain yourself thinking you give less than your best. You understand? So you need to make sure you pause once in a while to refresh. There is a lot we can talk about the subject of staying relevant, but these are just a few nuggets that I need you to put at the back of your mind and always ensure that you actively engage. Number one, value yourself. If you do not value yourself, no one can value you. Number two, be committed to self-development. Always be ready to learn, to unlearn, to relearn. Always be ready to do that. Number three, always be ready to be flexible, to reinvent yourself, to adjust to the times, to stay fresh. And number four, always pause to refresh. Always pause to refresh. Always take time to retreat. It's very, very important. Life Illustrated. I wish I could just keep talking, but unfortunately I cannot. You can still follow the conversation. Throughout this week we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be posting, you know, more updates and more thoughts on staying relevant, and it'll be on our social media handles, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram at Life_Illustrated. Let's keep the conversation going on those platforms. Thank you so much, guys, for being a part of this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast for more episodes. The next episode is next week, Monday. I wish you guys a very fruitful week, and have a great day.